This figural headdress was made by the Sulka in New Britain, an island belonging today to Papua New Guinea. It was made from fine strips of plant pith at the start of the 20th century and was originally a bright vermilion colour. The Sulka headdresses are only part of a costume made of leaves that covers the entire body and is used during initiation ceremonies for young men, among other purposes. Accompanied by the roll of drums and the singing and clapping of spectators, the costumed dancers appear in the village square on the day of the ceremony. Stamping their feet rhythmically in their rustling, leafy robes, they rouse the enthusiasm of the crowd before vanishing again into the bush. The goal of the dancers is to create a lasting impression through the aesthetic impact of their performance. Today, Sulka dances are also performed on official occasions, such as the consecration of a church or at art festivals.
The headdresses are made in huts outside the village, from which women, girls and uninitiated boys kept away. Special rules of conduct must be observed when making the headdresses. The craftsman must observe sexual abstinence and avoid certain food, as well as follow particular magic practices during the work. These restrictions are supposed to maximize the power and emotional effect of the headdresses. Once they have served their ceremonial purpose, the headdresses are ritually destroyed weeks or even months later.
In the 20th century, the dance headdresses of the Sulka particularly fascinated surrealist artists such as André Breton, who enthused about the poetic grandeur radiated by these works of art. The colours and imaginative forms of these headdresses continue to fascinate us and are not without reason considered artistic masterpieces.